Christ. Amen. April Fools. That's today, April 1st. It's not very funny what's happened the last few weeks. This is what a bizarre Lenten series this has been. I just have to say that from the outset. We started off 5 weeks ago tonight on Ash Wednesday. Like every other Ash Wednesday, we gathered together, ashes on our foreheads. Remember that you are dust, to dust you will return. We gathered to receive Holy Communion. And we presumed we'd be back the next week. We were, for 2 weeks. Then it all changed. And as I've said all along, it was bizarre in part because I had chosen to preach on the Lord's Supper, on Holy Communion. And it was already going to be weird because generally on Wednesdays during Lent, other than on Ash Wednesday, we don't have communion. We do Vespers. We don't have the divine service. So we were going to reflect on Holy Communion without actually celebrating it. But we would be pointing ourselves to Sunday when we do gather as a congregation, normally, around the body and blood of Jesus. And then everything changed and services were all in upheaval. We moved all of our Lenten series to here on Facebook. And I still kept going through this thing on the Lord's Supper. And every week, the words kind of seem to make fun of us, like some really bad April Fool's prank. Often was one of the words. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Not so often now, is it? Last week we looked at the word cup. A cup is something that people are terrified now, and some people always were a little terrified of it. And now, remembrance. Remembrance. Remember? We used to be able to gather around the body and blood of Jesus. Remember? We used to not fear coming to the Lord's table and being with others. Remember? This sacrament used to be the lifeblood of our congregation. Has that changed? Not by a long shot. Yeah, we remember the way things were just a few weeks ago when we probably took for granted that we could gather before the table of our Lord and receive Jesus's very body and blood. This is my body. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, our Lord Jesus has said. We remember that. I've heard some pastors use the term exile to describe what the church is like right now. Maybe that's a fair word. The people of Israel were in exile, sent to Babylon. No more temple, no more sacrifices. Worship was completely different from what it used to be. They went back eventually, and we'll come back too. This word, remembrance, is a little bit of a stumbling block for some people because it leads them to think that Holy Communion is sort of like play acting, that the whole point of it is to remember something that happened 2,000 years ago. And so in doing that, they jump right past the first word we started with on Ash Wednesday, which is. This is my body. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This is just a device to some people that the Lord has given us to remember something that he did a long time ago. It's effectively like, well, a crucifix, like you see hanging around my neck or on the front of the lectern here. It's an image to remember something that is far away in the past, now being present with us here. That's not entirely untrue. The event of Jesus' death and crucifixion, his passion, Holy Week, it is past tense. It is history. But it's not stuck back there where we have no connection to it. Tonight we heard the death of Jesus Christ in the Passion reading from St. Matthew that we've been hearing through this season of Lent. And St. Matthew records something that we learn in the other Gospels as well, that when Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. You read through the Gospels and you learn what that was like when Jesus died on the cross. The sky was black, earthquake, temple curtain torn in two, dead people coming out of the grave. Sounds like the end of the world. And in a sense, it was. Do you remember it? Do you remember the day the world ended? When sin was brought to its knees? When the devil's head was crushed under the foot of the one born of woman? Do you remember it? Well, that very cross, that very glory of God, that very end of the world type event pours forth to you through the pages of history, through the span of time, to you from the altar of God in bread and wine given for you. It is his body. It is his blood. It is given. We do this. We do it often, taking the cup in remembrance of the day the world ended. Because on the day that Jesus Christ died, the world, as it was known to that point, did end. Sin was undone. A whole new world lay before the people of God because the Son gave his life into death. Do you remember it? Well, so that you could remember it and share in it, God saw fit to take the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ, and bring it to your mouth in bread and in wine. You see, that's what a sacrament is. It's the word sacrament actually, well, it comes from the Latin translation of the Bible. It means mystery. In a sacrament, God is doing a mysterious thing that's beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding, and certainly the Lord's Supper is that. In this sacrament, in this mystery, that end of the world type of day, the cross of Jesus Christ is brought to your hands and put in your mouth for you to eat and drink. It's one of the reasons, it's so painful to be the church right now and not be able to gather to receive this precious gift of Jesus' body and blood, where the blood he shed forth on the cross, the body he gave into death, is delivered and transported to us here and now. How we need it. How we miss it. God forgive us for having taken it for granted that it would always be here. That we would always have unfettered access to it. Just nothing standing in our way. Nothing getting between us and the body and blood of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Well, dear friends in Christ, you know what? 2,000 years can't get in the way of the cross of Jesus Christ and you. Nothing else is going to stop it either. We will, once again, gather here at the altar of our Lord to eat body, drink blood, given in bread, given in wine, for the forgiveness of our sins. We will be at the cross. Because that's really what happens. We come to the foot of the cross when we come to Holy Communion. And all that Jesus Christ our Lord did upon that cross for us is there for our righteousness, for our life, for our salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. Do you remember it? Do you remember the death of your Lord Jesus Christ? You've been there. You've been at the foot of his cross. And you will come there once again when body and blood are given to the people of God once again. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember his cross. Remember where the cross is found for you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.